Thank you, Grant, and the choir. That was just wonderful to have you guys singing this morning. Our scripture reading is found in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verses 39 to 56. Luke, chapter 1. In those days, Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leapt for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and his descendants forever." And Mary remained with Elizabeth for about 3 months and then returned to her home. This is the word of God.
Thanks, Kathy. The last few weeks, as I have had an opportunity to talk with various people, several have commented to me on how they're struggling with Christmas this year. There seems to be this common theme of missing the joy of the season. We can have all sorts of expectations of what Christmas should be like and things that we should be doing. And as a result, feel a lot of pressure and stress, trying to meet obligations and goals that we believe will bring us the joy of Christmas. But we can find ourselves like the unfortunate woman who, in a last-minute rush, bought a box of 50 identical cards without bothering to read the inscription on the inside. She quickly signed and addressed all of these cards and mailed them all out except for one. Several days after they had been mailed, she came across the one leftover card and, to her dismay, discovered that on the inside it read, "This card is just to say a special gift is on the way." Yeah, I think that'd add to your stress. I read a comment by one person that said, "Christmas is weird. What time of the year, other time of the year, do you sit in front of a dead tree and eat candy out of your socks?" Well, maybe the struggle is not so much the busyness and expectation or even weird traditions. Maybe you have some bad memories from previous Christmases. Maybe you've lost a loved one. Maybe you or someone that you love is facing health challenges. Maybe you have memories of being alone and depressed during the holiday season. Christmas is supposed to be about joy. So where is it? What is it? As Barbara shared and appreciated her saying this, you know, we tend to equate happiness with joy, but there is a difference. Happiness comes from the world around us. Happiness is conditioned by what and dependent on what is happening to us. It's dependent on our circumstances. Joy, however, is more than happiness. A helpful way to grasp the meaning of something can be to look at the opposite, to look at what it is not. The opposite of joy is hopelessness, being fearful, anxious, an emotional state of sadness. Joy, however, is a settled state of contentment, confidence, and hope, despite life's inconsistencies. It's a state of mind and an orientation of the heart. Joy isn't just a smile or a laugh. Joy is something deep within, and it doesn't leave quickly. Joy is the result of hope, faith, and love, things that we have looked at over this Advent season. Joy is part of the fruit of the Spirit. Galatians 5:22 says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control." In the passage that was read this morning, Mary had been visited by the angel, telling her that she's carrying the Son of God. And then she travels to visit her cousin Elizabeth, who is also pregnant. This would have been about a 3-day journey, as it was 80 to 100 miles from Nazareth. Mary's journey is in obedience to what the angel had told her. She hurries to obey where God is taking her. Joy is a major theme in this section. The note of joy in this passage echoes a theme already sounded by the previous events. When Mary arrived and she greeted Elizabeth, Elizabeth's baby leapt in her womb for joy. It must have taken Elizabeth's breath away when she sensed this baby within her having this physical response to Mary's walking toward her. Elizabeth could feel the baby's excitement, and she knew why she was excited. Luke said Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Both mother and child were filled with the Holy Spirit, and the Spirit enabled them to sense the presence of the Messiah in Mary's womb. In Psalm 16:11, we read, "In your presence is fullness of joy." This child, John, leapt for joy in the presence of Jesus. We also see joy in Elizabeth. Elizabeth understands that she is a humble recipient of God's grace and is amazed at God's involvement with her. As we read on, Mary's response is a song of joy, praising God for his favor, rejoicing in him as Savior. The song that she sings is referred to as the Magnificat, a name that reflects the Latin wording of the beginning of the song. It's a song of rejoicing, a song of joy. Quite a response considering her circumstances. Here she is, this young girl, probably 14 or 15 years of age, a member of the poorest class, having no political power or rights. She's young and female, in a culture that treated women as little more than property. She's an unwed mother, which often resulted in automatic death sentence in her community. Her fiancé is seriously considering calling the marriage off. In spite of all this that she could be fearful about, she's singing a song of joy. She expresses the sense of privilege and favor at being used by God, rejoicing in the saving action of God for her and for the world. She found her joy in the Lord, and a joy that couldn't be shaken or taken away by anyone or anything. As we look at this topic of joy, I would like us this morning to consider three aspects. One thing that robs us of joy, and two things that help us discover joy. One thing I think that robs us of joy is fear. Fear not is a repeated statement throughout the entire Gospel of Luke. And throughout the Christmas story is the recurring phrase, "Do not be afraid." The message is proclaimed 4 times throughout the Christmas narrative. To Zechariah, the angel said, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah. Your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear a son." To Mary, the angel said, "Do not be afraid, Mary. you have found favor with God. To Joseph, the angel said, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife. And to the shepherds, an angel said, do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. Do not be afraid. In the midst of sorrow, distress, challenges, darkness, a message is sent from God. Don't be afraid. Darkness can so easily produce fear. And we might feel like nothing can take that darkness away. But that is not the case. Jesus has come and has shattered that darkness forever. In John 8:12, Jesus says, I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you won't have to walk in darkness, because you will have the light that leads to life. No matter how deep that darkness may be, once you add light into it, the darkness is overcome. The angel's words to Zechariah, to Mary, to Joseph, and to the shepherds reminds us that Christ, in all his person and work, is God's answer to our major fears. His life, death, and resurrection, and abiding indwelling presence through the Holy Spirit provide all that we need to face our fears. No matter what the darkness may be around us, he has overcome, so we do not need to be afraid. When we trust in God and his word, we can be confident in what he says. Because of his promise, he will never desert us nor forsake us. We need not fear an uncertain future. Isaiah 41:10 tells us, so do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. He is faithful. He cares for us. When God steps into our lives, we can rejoice and trust what he will do with what he has promised. He loves us with an infinite love, and he is in control of everything. Romans 8 reminds us, and I'm convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today nor our worries about tomorrow. Not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. Jesus is God's gift to save us from our sins and from the fear it brings. Joy comes when we believe in what God has said and release our fears to him. We can see then, yes, how that fear robs our joy. But what helps us discover joy? First, we find joy in salvation. God sent his Son into the world to save us from our sins. The angel said to the shepherds, do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. The good news of great joy was that a Savior was born. We can have great joy because God gave his Son to reconcile us to him. In Mary's song of praise, she begins with this, that God has saved her, and then praises God for his mercy and for saving all from their sins. Jesus, as our Savior, brings a joy that we cannot find anywhere else. We can try to fill our life, our longings that we have in our life, with other things, but they only end up bringing frustration and emptiness. Jesus Christ is the only source of real, everlasting joy. Jesus says in John 15:11, these things I have spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Believing in Christ results in joy. And if you are here today and know that you have already been trying to seek joy in other places, why not come and find your joy in Jesus? Receiving the one that laid in that manger, that later died on the cross and rose from the grave. Trust in him to give you life, joy that will never end. He is the one that places a song within our hearts. We begin by placing our faith in him as our Savior, trusting in his word and following him. And that takes us to the third point I want to share about joy. First, we saw that fear robs us of joy. Second, we receive joy through salvation. And finally, there's a further thing that helps us discover joy. And that's following God in obedience. In spite of the challenges and the problems, Mary is glad to be chosen for this special part to play in God's plan. She sees beyond her own struggles to God's power, mercy, and holiness. Mary sings for joy that a God so great actually invites her to be part of his plan to save the world. What overwhelms her is not the risk of appearance and risk to her reputation, but the joy of serving and being involved with God. Here's the song, sung by this young girl who had enough on her plate. Lots of trouble and uncertainty. Yet she could sing. She sang because God was faithful. Because God always keeps his promises. Because God had come to save us. And God was using her. I read about a man who posted a sign on his mirror that said, "What have you got going today, God? I'd like to be part of it. Thanks for loving me." That is a recipe for joy. This man posted this sign on his mirror as he wanted to see it every morning when he got up. He commented, "I have to find my place in God's plan rather than make my own little plans and then ask God to support them. You know, come on, God, do this for me, do that. Oh, bless me in this. Instead, I pray, what have you got going today, God? You loved this world. You loved this world into life. You created this world. We are all yours. What's my part in this drama? What part do you want me to play? I will play any part you say, whatever you want." Just like Mary, he has a part for us to play. But also like Mary, we have to be willing to say yes to God's plan. That may not be easy. It may present some challenges, but in it is joy. It is hard to fathom all that Mary went through and appreciate the walk of faith that she was asked to take. But in the midst of it all, we see the joy of her serving and being part of God's plan. As she hurried to be obedient, we too should be quick to follow God's leading. The message of this text is a call to rejoice that God is active and involved in our lives. He's faithful. He is compassionate. He came to save us and wants to be a part of our lives. We don't need to be afraid. God has provided victory for us, bringing light in the darkness. He continually gives us strength each step of the way. And as we trust our lives to him and follow him in obedience, we will be filled with joy. When we consider the absence of joy in our lives, maybe we need to ask, is it there because we have failed to declare the true meaning of Christmas? Have we spent too much time at Christmas celebrating a sentiment instead of celebrating a Savior? Focusing on our fears and failures, not dwelling in his presence and entering into his plan. May we sing a song of praise today. Through casting all our fears on Him, receiving His love and forgiveness, and walking in obedience to His leading, we too can experience joy this Christmas. Let's pray. Lord, Your word says, You make known to me the path of life. In Your presence there is fullness of joy. At Your right hand are pleasures evermore. Jesus, as we come this last Sunday before Christmas, and how easy sometimes we get caught up in that Christmas sentiment rather than rejoicing in You as Savior. Lord, this day may we open our hearts to You, receiving You, following You, casting all our fears upon You. And as we end singing the song, Joy to the World, Lord, I think of those words, joy to the world, the Lord has come. You have come. Let earth receive her King. Lord, let us receive You as King in our lives. Let our hearts prepare room for You this Christmas and receive Your joy. In Jesus' name, amen.